Job, chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are all of you. Will vain words have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's stead, I could join words together against you, and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the solace of my lips would assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. And though I forbear, what am I eased? But now he has made me weary. You have made desolate all my company. And you have shriveled me up, which is a witness against me. And my leanness rises up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath, and persecuted me. He has gnashed on me with his teeth. My adversary sharpens his eyes on me. They have gaped on me with their mouth. They have struck me on the cheek reproachfully. They gather themselves together against me. God delivers me to the ungodly, and casts me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, and he broke me apart. Yes, he has taken me by the neck, and dashed me to pieces. He has also set me up for his mark. His archers circle me round about. He splits my reins apart, and does not spare. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with breach on breach. He runs on me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth on my skin, and have laid my horn in the dust. My face is red with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let my cry have no resting place. Even now, look, my witness is in heaven, and he who vouches for me is on high. My companions scoff at me, but my eye pours out tears to God, that he would maintain the right of a noble man with God, and of a son of man with his fellow man. For when a few years have come, I will go the way from where I will not return.